Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Here in LA, just as the stores were starting to get ahead of the customers stripping the shelves, yesterday's shelter-in-place order sent people back to the stores. But there's no food shortage, right? We're talking to two people, Jason Lusk, director of the Department of Agriculture Economics at Purdue University, and Doug Baker, vice president of the Food Industry Association, representing food retail and wholesale companies. So, Doug, I mean, we say it time and time again, just go and buy what you need, but some people still are buying too much.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, this is a time where consumers want to have some sort of feeling of control, and that is the way they can control some of their environment, and that is going out and buying up those goods for what they are worried is a prolonged stay at home, and unfortunately, there's a concern that grocery stores will get closed down, and I think that message needs to be very loud and clear that the White House and state governments are going to keep the grocery stores open and those supply chains are viable.
But wouldn't the best way to kind of knock out this in many cases, unfounded fear, and you're right, I mean, some people probably think, oh my God, I'm going to wake up tomorrow and the supermarket's going to be shut down and I'm not going to get any food for me and my family. But wouldn't one way to resolve that is when you show up at the supermarket, if it were just overflowing with food. If you walk down the aisle and instead of finding no toilet paper and no frozen food and no canned food and no nuts and no peanut butter and no jelly, you found...
You could go on.
Yeah, you found that it was just overflowing. And then people might say, you know, this is okay. There's more than we can possibly want to buy. Why can't we do that in this country? And why can't we do that fast?
Well, here's the issue. Our stores are seeing anywhere from 150 to 300% increases. The supply chain, no matter how many trucks you put on the road and how many people you put in the store, you cannot keep up with those kind of increases. Since the last week of February, hand sanitizer, even though we can't find it, has been having 400+% increases. So what's happening today is you have stores that are actually dropping pallets of paper towel and toilet paper, and they're just getting them on the floor. They're not even getting them to the shelf. And that's a challenge because those are high cube items, right? They're really large. They take up a lot of space. And because they take up so much space on the shelf, they take up so much space on the truck, you can only push so much of that through the supply chain. Manufacturing is running 24/7 right now. And they're looking for efficiencies within the supply chain, within their manufacturing. They're working with retailers to reduce slower moving SKUs, slower moving pack sizes, slower moving scents and flavors in order to focus on those core SKUs that consumers are looking for today to get that pipeline filled back up. We're probably 2 to 3 days behind in the supply chain, but there is not a disruption in the supply chain, and that should be a bigger concern for people than just having shortages and outages. The supply is still flowing. It's just not flowing fast enough because it's at peak capacity.
Jason, let's switch from paper goods to agriculture. I mean, we can still produce enough stuff?
Certainly. At this moment, we're in very good shape in terms of being able to produce enough food. And, you know, one of the things about agricultural commodity markets is they tend to be seasonal. So for particularly a lot of crops, whether it's corn, wheat, soybeans, you know, we have right now what we're going to have because it was planted and harvested back this fall. And so we're in pretty good shape in terms of aggregate food supply. And in fact, because some of our biggest export markets where we send food out of this country are places like China, Japan, that have been heavily hit by this crisis. So because they're not buying quite as much at the moment, we may have more food left here in our domestic market. So I think in terms of aggregate supply, we're looking like we're in pretty good shape at the moment.
Yeah, you know, Doug, it is interesting listening to Jason, because he is right. In all the supermarkets I've been to in the past week, there really isn't a shortage of produce. You can find that all over the place, no matter what. They may not have all the other stuff, but they've got plenty of oranges and apples and, you know, whatever. Is that, again, because those are items that are what? They're easier to stock or what?
No, not necessarily. And we are seeing in other parts of the country, again, you mentioned it, as consumers get the news feed of the day, they make their decisions as to what they need to do as far as pantry loading. And so we've actually seen some produce departments on the eastern part of the country that are a little bit further behind you guys there, and they're just clearing the produce departments out. Again, it's really about that supply. One good thing that's going on that I think it's real important for people to understand, and out of a bad situation where we see restaurants and food service that is being asked to close, we now have a partnership with the International Food Distributors Association, and we're actually they're sharing their resources and their product with the retail industry. So drivers, trucks, capacity in the warehouse, and products that typically would be going to grocery stores are now, as we speak, they're being diverted back into the retail industry for us to then use at stores so we can put more, even more product into the retail supply chain.
Stug Baker, Vice President, Food Industry Association. We also had Jason Lusk, Director of Department of Agricultural Economics at Purdue. Thanks to you both.